B-Pod Studios.
Hey, that was quite a rant there.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Listen to replays of our shows.
Well, what was that?
And original podcasts.
Yeah, there we go.
Click on podcasts on our site at 985thesportshub.com. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Oscar goes to Green Book. Green Book has 5 Academy Award nominations this
985 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. A lot of chatter about my voice today. And over vacation, it's one of the things where, my voice is screwed up, but I don't feel sick.
I had it the exact same thing last week. I wasn't sick, but for like 24 hours, my voice was gone. It was the end of Thursday's show into the beginning of Friday's show, and Mary got the exact same thing. Like, I felt completely fine, just the voice was gone.
Well, but, I mean, I had something in my chest and all that, but when this happens... You snore, and instead of having any sympathy for me, my wife is now got. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's absolutely ridiculous. So I didn't bring the stupid PAP machine with me when I went to Florida because I didn't want to deal with it. They touch it at the airport and everything, and it's gross,
weird.
So, well, you got to make sure you know it's not some kind of bomb. So they, you know, they got to fiddle with it.
Mm-hmm.
I had one lady who took out the stuff that you put your face in it and put it on the...
On the conveyor belt?
On the conveyor. I go, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
And she goes, well, I have to do that. I go, you don't have to put it on the conveyor belt. What's wrong with you? So, oh, by the way, the Miami airport's a real joy. Oh,
yeah,
have fun with that.
What is that
stink? Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, man. You return your car. You got to drive about 75 miles from the airport. And then you got to take a tram to the terminal, and then you have to walk legit 2 miles.
Yep.
I tracked it. It was 2 miles. 2 miles, and we had driven up. And listen, I love the Keys, and I'm going back next year. But to drive up, it's one lane for, 70 miles. Like, 80 miles, it's one lane. And so there's always some dumb... There was some dumb flea market thing where everyone in the Keys gets all excited, just like one of the best days of my life when they opened to Hooters. In Key West, it was honestly one of the best days of my life. But anyway, so, I was snoring a lot. And then my wife gets all pissed off. And it wasn't like we were in a hotel room. We were in this, villa. Mm-hmm. So I was at the top. And there was another room in the villa with a very cramped quasi-bed. It was like a fainting couch or something that I had to go on. So now my wife has carried on so much about my snoring that yesterday, I was tired. I wanted to... I had a bunch of stuff I had to do during the morning into the afternoon, and so I dared to close my eyes. Now here's what's happening when I close my eyes. I'm on the couch. It's just me and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter has the television on and has her iPad on, which she shouldn't have been using, but I left it alone. And she turned the iPad. She had the iPad up so high that it was drowning out the television. So I happened to close my eyes. Daddy's snoring. Okay. stop. What? This is, how is this affecting you? Okay. Daddy is snoring. Just stop it. Allow me to sleep for the love of God. So my son's got a friend. Our house goes straight up. My son's got a friend on the third floor, so I can't go in that bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into our bedroom, and my wife's laying there. So I close my eyes. And try to sleep, you're snoring. Could you have some compassion for what's going on? I understand I'm snoring, but I don't want to put the CPAP machine on when I have this going on because I'm just sucking in sickness every time I breathe in and out. It's just sucking in some sort of sickness. My Lord.
Now, could a portable breathe right strip help out with this?
Right. That's the vitamin thing that they give you to cure a cold.
Like
the Grand Canyon,
yeah,
type
like
of
airborne.
Thing.
Yeah. No, those things don't do anything. You think that you whoever
make you look cool?
Whoever invented that is the smartest person in the world. These rubes will buy anything. I got news for you. You stick this thing with something that stretches out your nose. a millimeter, if that. And, oh, boy, your problems are gone. Just pat this bad boy. You know, and if you want to play sports, I'll tell you what, is slightly opening your nostrils is the difference between winning or losing, baby.
It's more oxygen, Fred.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The oxygen scopes. They do studies about it. It saves so many lives. And you go to the doctor, and they're like, I'll tell you what. We could give you penicillin, or I could give you a breathe right strip. You want to go au natural, or you want to play around with getting some kind of disease from the man? But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you that Miami, I hate Miami.
I've had to internationally connect in Miami.
Oh, boy.
And it is a nightmare.
It's a disaster on all fronts, especially with the car return. I took my wife down to Miami for a weekend a few years ago, and it was just an epic disaster. I've tried to rent cars. It got so expensive to fly to Palm Beach to see Palm Beach Airport to see my father. We had to fly to Miami because it was actually cheaper and then drive back.
By the way,
what a disaster that airport is.
I spent so many $1,000s on those tickets, I couldn't even tell you. And then we knew a couple that was down there from Boston and met a couple from Boston. And they had all, I got my flight for $250. How the hell is that possible? Everyone's got some angle on airfare that I can't figure out. And we booked ours through a travel agent that has the hookup on everything. And how is it that everyone's flying everywhere for $5? And I'm stuck spending, God knows, I don't even want to say on the air how much a ticket to fly to Miami.
Did you have to connect anywhere?
No.
Okay, because the connecting thing is where you save money.
Yeah, not if you're going to Knoxville.
Have you tried doing the, because, you know, there's sometimes you can save money if you don't book the flight and they just say, oh, you connect here and connect here. You book, you would book it to the city and then you would do a separate flight and sometimes you can get a cheaper rate.
I'll tell you what is it. You fly to the separate city. I have to do it every time I go to Tennessee. So I have to always go to some airport. And when you take a flight from Boston and you land and then they take you to like the cruddy, like garbage places where if you're flying to a garbage place, they make it. And that's a nice 7-mile walk from the airport. So anytime I can fly direct, I do. I never fly direct. I fly the dumb Spirit Airlines that time I was being stupid.
I told you about the one time I was on that airline and they gave me a seat that, so I'm in a 3-row seat and in front of me are 2 rows. So literally in front of me, there's no pouch or anything to put my stuff.
Right.
So I'm like stuck and there's no tray, there's no pouch. So any kind of magazines or anything I literally had to keep on my lap the entire time.
Ugh.
Because they designed the plane so poorly that there literally was no place I could put my stuff.
What do you think? It pays for itself to get that fabric?
Well, I mean,
and have to sew it on?
I mean, traveling with a bunch of Monopoly men.
Well, you're dealing with... that's a union job, baby. I mean, those guys make time and a half. You can't be using all that stitching on the airplane. I'll tell you, though, and then it's so hard to find the car rental return that I ended up in a neighborhood. You think Dorchester's anything? My Lord. Oh, my Lord. All it was cars, many, many cars parked on lawns, and then fat ladies with oxygen in chairs. That's all it was.
And were you jealous because it was CPAP-like?
I'll be there eventually. But just take your sweet time. But and then to the point where even my kids said, why is everyone parked on the lawn? Just like 3 cars deep on lawn, and then there's a fat lady with the things in her nose.
3 cars, none of them work.
Oh, yeah. It's a real treat. Hey, don't take a wrong turn or you get to go through this disgusting neighborhood. Boy, Miami. I don't like that town. They took paradise and they screwed it all up.
You said you swam with a dolphin, right?
Dude, swam with the dolphins. Swam with the sharks.
I don't know how humane swimming with the dolphins is. Like, I went one time.
I've been 3 times.
Oh, have you? Okay, all right.
Hey, guess what? Is that where the money?
Well, one time I did it, and I was. They tell you to tread water at one point, so you sit there treading water in this like giant pool.
Yeah,
and then the dolphin apparently comes up behind you, and then like lifts you up like a rocket and sprints you across the pool. So I'm doing this, and I'm treading water, and you know I can't see the dolphin. I don't know when it's coming, and I ended up by accident like pelting it right in the nostril, whatever it is. What is that called? The nose? I just went, and like nailed it because I was like treading so hard and my timing was off and his timing was off. I'm like, there's no way that is approved by PETA.
Listen, their life expectancy is 2 times that of wild dolphins. And we used a kickboard. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you this, is that do you know how dolphins sleep?
No.
They don't. Now, you want to know how that's possible?
Yes.
They shut down one hemisphere of their brain at a time is how they rest.
Did not know that.
Yeah, now you do. Thank you. Huh. Then I went to the aquarium. There's cool. But the problem is that they go, hey, we got sharks. Would you like to feed and screw around with the sharks? And you go, yeah.
Would you like to F with a shark?
Yeah, do you want to screw around with the shark?
Always a good field trip.
What's that, a great white? They're like, do you want to screw around with the shark? And you're like, yeah, yeah. And you got to sit there. And for 20 minutes, they try to get you to give money to shark rescues. You're like, let me screw with the animals now. I paid you already.
Right. It's the way to make it look like they're actually doing something nice.
Right.
Instead of just everyone's out there like karate kicking dolphins in the head. And effing with sharks,
right? So those dolphins are fine. They those people worked their whole lives to be one. So so my wife and I go fishing twice, and I caught some big jacks there under the 7 Mile Bridge. And I'll tell you what, I put pictures up on the internet on Instagram. Woo! Thank you so much. That was a confident booster right there. Just as soon as I put that picture up, I'm like, what's going on? It's like, boop, 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 boop. So I made the mistake of looking at it, and I'm like, okay.
They're all saying, nice fish. Hey, yeah, great job, like, Fred. Hey, you're good. The tops.
Yep. They did talk about my top. But,
you look great in that bathing suit. What a hunk of man.
I didn't have a bathing suit on. Are you crazy?
I don't know.
I did a whole show with my
nice
shirt
Nice outfit,
on.
You know.
It was fishing. You can't. What do you think? You want to die? You know how those fishermen dress? You got to have long sleeves. They put the big ski mask on. They put the over their neck.
Okay.
They put a scarf. Yep. That's how we do it. Us fishermen.
Okay.
That sail the seven seas. But it was good. I'm going back. You know what the secret is? You got to have the splash pool in the backyard.
You mean the one that you get at Walgreens? Like the one that you like blow up?
Yeah. Just like the one at Walgreens.
It's got like a dinosaur
head
on it.
You have the same complexion as I, and I forever ignored it. Mm-hmm. And then I got that skin crap on my head. So I'm not doing that now, but what's your lineage there? What's your ethnicity?
I'm Swiss. Swiss,
okay.
German.
Okay, I'm German-Irish. And so I can deal with the sun for, unless like I'm on a boat or something, like just full on, like standing in the sun, you got about 3.5 hours out of me, and then I got to get out of it.
Sure.
And you get a little splash pool in the back. You're not in the sun, but you're still in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my advice.
Or it just cooks you.
No, because they don't heat them. They're black bottomed, so they absorb the heat of the sun. Rich, I travel in a way you would never understand. I mean, you'd make it to the aquarium to screw with the sharks. That's just what and then we went to the turtle hospital and they said no can do.
Mm. Oh, they couldn't save the turtle?
No yeah,
kidding,
they
they're all dying?
They all died.
It just happened to be the day you were there, all the turtles died.
Yep. I said there's nothing we can do.
They seem like a turtle morgue.
They have a mysterious disease. All right. When we come back, the Oscars were indeed last night, and we can talk about some of that.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So the video that we obtained, it shows the act that took place. On every gentleman that you have a list of, the act that took place is recorded on that video.
Mr. Kraft alleged to have shown up by himself. Was he driven there? Was he with other people when he entered the premises? Can you tell us any more detail whatsoever about Mr. Kraft?
The times that Mr. Kraft was there, he was driven, and that name and information is, like I stated, it will be contained in the probable cause affidavit.
A driver who waited there for him or left and came back and got him?
That question I can't answer, sir.
He showed up with Willie Ames and Scott Baio. It was they were doing a Charles in Charge thing.
I don't know what they were trying to get at there, but all I know is that it's going to be an interesting day for Robert Kraft. I mean, it's been an interesting weekend. Although you wouldn't know it. I mean, Robert Kraft was out doing Oscar parties and stuff all weekend long.
He was charged with two misdemeanors. I think that...
And that's the
thing. That gives you a license to still hang out with your friends.
Sure. Because, so right now he faces, as you said, two counts of misdemeanors for soliciting a prostitute. In Florida, carries a maximum of 60 days in jail and a $500 fine. He hasn't been arrested, but a warrant could come as early as today. So, okay. So just to kind of recap what we learned from Burt Breer this morning. You know, we know that there was a sting at this spa in Jupiter, Florida, where he got busted. And that place is so disgusting. I mean, it was in a strip mall that, like, it just looked like a cruddy strip mall near where, I honestly think there was, like, a Blockbuster Video, like an old empty place. It looks like where those used to hang out at. And it's right down the street from one of the wealthiest areas of Florida's where guys like Tiger Woods live, which, by the way, when Adam Schefter came out with the report, who did immediately think, here we go again.
The two names that I heard, and one was hilarious, was that... I'm sorry, I'm being distracted because Kelly and Ripa and the other guy are
Seacrest.
They're doing a bit where they dress like the people that won Oscars. All right, so
nice.
It's really funny. And so, okay.
Yeah, so Tiger Woods.
So one was Tiger Woods, and the other one was Donald Trump.
Oh, jeez.
I just thought it was like, yeah, hey, Mr. President, do you want to go to this seedy spa?
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, just from all the stuff I had read, so apparently the police visited this parlor at one point. They saw a bunch of luggage, clothing, bedding, food. There was, like, as it was saying, a visible stockpile of condoms. So police started searching these message boards about the place, and it indeed had a reputation of one where you could go and get sex in some form or another. And from what the police had seen, they thought it was a haven for human trafficking. And in many cases, these women were brought in from China under these promises that they would have new lives, legitimate spa jobs. Instead, they got themselves in a situation where they were working in these back rooms of strip mall-like brothels, and they worked 7 days a week. And according to the reports, were having unprotected sex with up to 1,000 men a year. Now, in this particular spa, police saw them eating on, like, hot plates in the back. There were no washing machines, and they were sleeping on massage tables. So the way that they got all this info and they were able to get any kind of video of what was going on there was that they faked a bomb threat. So I guess because all the people living there, you know, how did they get these cameras in there? There was a fake bomb threat called in. Everyone had to leave. And while the police were, quote, checking it out, they were installing these cameras in each one of the rooms. And that is why we had that clip right there where they're saying that whoever was involved in it, there was indeed. The police say it's Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft obviously denies it and his people deny it. But they say that whatever happened in those rooms, there's videos of it. And according to Burt Breer this morning, because I was wondering, just how accessible is that video going to be to the public? Because it's being used in an investigation of a crime, and usually that stuff is available to the press, to the media. It's basically an open case. All the evidence should be available to the public. And he said that in the state of Florida, it's fairly easy to access that stuff. And if that's the case, then, I mean, as you said, Fred, on top of just the crime part of it that he's been accused of, the two misdemeanors, there's that hanging over your head.
Yeah, the crime aspect of it, if he is guilty, will fade. The video is absolutely humiliating. I mean, that's the really bad news. And I'll tell you this, is that I've often believed that. I don't talk about it often because it never comes up, but I don't know why the government doesn't legalize prostitution and regulate it. I mean, you could conceivably lessen by a great deal these kinds of situations and protect the women that do it. Because, again, ideally, it's a transaction between two consenting adults that just happens to be for money. Now, if you have the government regulate it, you can have them periodically tested for venereal diseases, which helps not only the escort, but the people that would like to have activity with the escort. And also, if the government regulated the situations that the women were in, then you could help to hope to avoid a lot of what is going on at places like where Robert Kraft allegedly was busted.
And the thing I'll also say about all of this is that there are two crimes right now that are being spoken of. There's the solicitation of prostitution, which Robert Kraft is being accused of. He's being charged with. And then there is the human trafficking, which Robert Kraft is not being accused of. And there's people who are trying to mix the two together and put it into stories out there to make it more salacious. And don't think for a second, after this extensive investigation that the guys in Jupiter have been doing, the detectives, the police, and even the FBI, don't think that if there was even a smidge of evidence that Robert Kraft knew of any of this, that they wouldn't have gone after him for that. I mean, they have a stockpile of evidence. I mean, as a matter of fact, to the point where I first read about this, and I'm thinking, okay, so several of these people went back a second time. If this was indeed a crime and you believed it was a crime, why didn't you stop it immediately? And now I'm understanding a little bit more. That's because the human trafficking side of it, in order to get the kind of proof of it, they move these women from like spa to spa to spa. And it was a crackdown on a bigger ring. And I can see why they needed more evidence. Now, it sucks, especially if these women are indeed being forced to do all of this against their will. It sucks that they couldn't just go in and stop it. But if it was for the greater good at busting and exposing a giant ring of it, I can see the justification. And it sucks all around for all of that. But don't think for a second that if Robert Kraft had any idea or there was any indication that he knew this was part of some bigger human trafficking, that they wouldn't have mentioned it. They wouldn't have thrown that charge in there.
Yeah, and why would he have chosen to go to that place? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. All right, I'm going to take a big 180 here and off the topic of Jonathan Kraft, and I will give you news that our own Ty Anderson has heard.
Robert Kraft.
What did I say?
He said Jonathan.
Oh, my bad. Robert Kraft. Make it very clear. Robert Kraft.
Yes.
Not Jonathan. Robert. Is he saying that his sources believe Ottawa doesn't want to trademark Stone, that they want to rework a deal, that they are asking for so much for Stone?
Maybe they're sitting there just saying, all right, well, if they give us DeBrusque, then, you know, maybe we'll talk. It's kind of one of those just like, if you really, really want this guy, maybe he's out there.
Or this is the beginning of a negotiating point 6 hours ahead of the deadline, and that everything will change at 1 or 2 o'clock to set. Not everything. They're not going to drop off. Stone's a really good player. But they're asking for the moon now, and that's the beginning of a bargaining position to get them to a point where it's doable at 2 or 3 o'clock.
Well, today during the same phone call, Ty was told that the price is very, very high on Mark Stone, and it's even higher for the Bruins.
Interdivision.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm Mark Stone, I want the hell out of there.
The other names that Ty was given are not part of the TSN top 50 trade pieces. One of which was a guy who had like 5 points. That was a winger that had...
You're talking about Toffoli?
Yeah, Toffoli.
Tyler Toffoli, yeah. I think he has double-digit goals this season.
Okay,
he's got 12
then
this
season.
Then
that's not it. It was someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of any of these people.
Yeah, the TSN report has Bruins in on Stone, Simmons, and Toffoli.
You know, we didn't ask about...
No, it was a different guy.
Okay. We didn't ask Ty about his obsession with Ilya Kovalchuk. He does love Ilya Kovalchuk. And how many... Okay, so he's making like $6 million a year, right?
Yeah, he's six...
He's got a year left after this, doesn't he?
Two more.
Hang on.
It's a 3-year deal he got.
And this is the first year? Yeah. For some reason... Oh, yeah. Well, okay, well, that...
No, you don't trade even for 35-year-old Ilya Kovalchuk.
No. I wouldn't think so. Yeah, I wouldn't think
so
at all.
He's not playing well. Certainly not well enough to merit investing any kind of picks or players in. No.
No, I wouldn't think
no.
so.
No.
No, that doesn't sound like it would be a good idea for anyone.
No, but I'm coming around to Ty's way of thinking. You know, this core has what, 2-3 years left in it?
Yep.
Most, with the ages of everyone involved. I mean, Marchand's the youngest at 30. Char's not going to be around in 2 years. Of course, I say that now. You never know. But Char, I don't think, is going to be around in 2 years. And you have Bergeron and Marchand getting Bergeron and who's the other guy? Krejci getting a year older. So yeah, maybe this is the year you go for it.
Well, if you want to talk about guys that are right wings that are available, 15 and 16 according to TSN, both of those gentlemen have one goal and 2 points.
Nice.
So
bring them on. The cup is ours.
This is top heavy. The people on the block are top heavy.
Well, Hoffman's got 26 goals, but everyone apparently hates him.
Well, Hoffman's the guy that got involved with Erik Karlsson. That was the fiance slash wife battle.
Oh, is that him?
Up in Ottawa. Yeah, that's the reason he was shipped to Florida.
Dude, that was
in the first
nuts.
Place.
Well, listen, if swinging's wrong. I mean, we all got a fishbowl at home.
I forget who had the wife and who had the fiance, but that was the big problem up there. That's why Ottawa traded Hoffman in the first place.
We'll bring Hoffman up. Who cares? What's he going to do? Ain't as handsome as me. All right, Rich, you want to do the Oscars after this?
Yep, we got a couple things that must be discussed after last night, including a Ray Lewis moment.
All right, here are the headlines.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on in the world?
Oh, the Oscars were yesterday, and Best Picture, Green Book, Fred's favorite film of the year. A win that pissed off Spike Lee so much that he did not get Best Picture for Black Klansman that he actually got up and tried to leave. He threw his hands up when Green Book won and tried to leave, but they wouldn't let him out of the auditorium while the speeches were being made for Green Book. Here is Spike Lee afterwards being asked about it.
I just wanted to ask you, we saw a little bit of a reaction to the Green Book win. Can you give us your thoughts on that Best Picture win?
Let me take another sip. Next question.
We're going to come down here then.
Wait a minute. What reaction did you see? What did I do? No, I thought it was courtside at the Garden. The ref made a bad call.
We'll move over here.
Courtside.
95.
The world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Knicks coming back next year.
Okay, all right. So Spike's having a good time. Spike Lee, by the way, showing up in a purple suit wearing a giant Prince symbol around his neck, which I thought was awesome.
It was great.
Like, that was pretty great. So
the fact that he's so tiny with so much confidence is fantastic.
Well, you saw like when he ended up getting he got his first Oscar. Believe it or not, it was first Oscar for the screenwriting for Black Klansman, which I thought was pretty good. He got up on stage and Samuel Jackson's up there and he jumped and wrapped his legs around him. Like it was like he went and just like arm around, legs around like this. And Samuel Jackson's like, all right, man. So then we had ourselves a nice little moment with Spike Lee. Now, Spike Lee gets up there and he breaks out these notes. And this is what happened at the beginning of his speech.
All right. I want to thank Tanya Jackson Satchel. The word today is irony. The date, the 24th, the month, February, which also happens to be the shortest month of the year, which also happens to be Black History Month.
Okay, sorry.
The year 2019, the year 1619. History, her story. 1619, 2019. 400 years.
75.
Oh, yeah, Spike, that is speaking my language.
51575.
Yeah, all that stuff, perfect sense. So what you're saying is that I understand the Giving Tree. Shel Silverstein.
He started talking. I was like, oh, yeah.
Numbers.
Oh, I understand everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a gold jacket.
51575.
Oh, Spike. Oh, you're talking about language. Oh, boy. I like that you... My favorite movie by you is Screwballs.
He did not make Screwballs.
It's about... No. It's about four boys trying to lose their virginity.
Is that what Screwballs... Isn't that like most of the movies from the 80s?
Yeah, but not done with that sense of irony.
Okay, I see. Wasn't
they had a
it?
Delicate touch. Screwballs. Breaking Away.
What about Screwballs 2?
Get away.
Screwballs 2 was... It was... Pablo. It was... Pablo. They couldn't even get the original cast or the director. Screwballs too. Foo it.
This is 80s TNA movie reviewing Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
What about
my tutor?
My tutor.
I'm ready for this.
My tutor. Oh, can you do so many push-ups? Look at you by the bed doing all the push-ups. Hey there, Marty McFly. She's going to put you on the wheel. Watch out. You in it. Hey, guy from Bull Durham, that's Tony, what's his name, Robbins?
Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, you know, you were in a screwball comedy. I was about spring break as well.
Fraternity Vacation?
No, what?
Wasn't that the one he was in?
Well, there was only two guys in the fraternity then. Oh, luscious boobies. There's nothing like being wild in the 80s. Wet t-shirt contest.
You ever go skiing?
Hot dog, I went skiing. Look at me, I'm a nerd, and I'm kind of wacky, and I'm on. Oh, look at in this chalet going up the hill. Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with that suntan lotion? Oh, boy.
This is 80s TNA movie reviewing.
Yeah,
Ray
but
Lewis.
There wasn't no boobies. Very sad about Up the Creek. Very sad.
Up the Creek.
That's a great movie.
No, I thought it was going to be a screwball comedy full of hooters. Not one hooter in the whole thing.
Okay. And Up the Creek, there was not one?
No.
No. What
Very
about the one? What was the one where the woman riding the horse with the booby shaking?
Tomboy.
No, not Tomboy.
That wasn't Tomboy?
No, it was a period after every letter. What's that called?
A period after every letter?
Yeah, like when you know.
H-O-T-S.
HOTS.
HOTS.
It was HOTS.
Which stood for what? What did that stand for?
Well, I'll tell you what it stood for. Jugs.
It's not really what HOTS would be.
HOTS.
Well, it got him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ray Lewis.
I'm on my way.
80s TNA movie reviewing.
Very difficult to speak with like Ray Lewis when you got the messed up throat.
I'm sure it is, yes.
All right, so here goes Spike Lee. He continues.
400 years, our ancestors were stolen from Mother Africa and brought to Jamestown, Virginia, enslaved. Our ancestors worked from the land from Kansas in the morning to Kansas at night. My grandma, who saved 50 years of Social Security checks to put her first grandchild, she called me Spikey Poo. She put me through Morehouse College and NYU grad film. NYU. Before the world tonight, I give praise to our ancestors. We all connect with our ancestors. We will have love, wisdom, regaining. We will regain our humanity. It will be a powerful moment. The 2020 presidential election is around the corner. Let's do the right thing. You know I had to get that in there.
Oh, he threw in the plug.
All right. So when Regina King won, she did not say anything about Marla Gibbs or Jet.
She did not plug 227. She did not plug 227.
I mean, she was a young actress and being carried by these comedic heavyweights.
Sure. But you didn't watch any of it last night?
No.
First of all, the Oscars, and they've been pretty bad for years.
I went to bed at like 8:10 last night.
Not having a host ruled. Like, it was great. It flowed, and it was one of the first times in years I've been like, I'm actually enjoying this.
Did there's no missing Billy Crystal's
no
wink
missing
and a nod?
Nope. It opened up with the surviving members of Queen doing We Will Rock You and build up to the greatest point of the entire award show.
And the Oscar goes to... Period. End of sentence. I'm not crying because I'm on my period or anything. I can't believe a film about menstruation just won an Oscar.
Documentary? What'd they win for?
Animated film.
Animated film. Okay.
No, they didn't. Okay. John.
Okay. Okay.
It beat out Spider-Man.
Are you there? God, it's me, Margaret.
Okay, this is Judy Blume reading.
Oh,
Ray Lewis.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No. What's going on? Margaret, it's okay. You're blossoming into a woman.
Yeah, right.
It's as natural as a garden spring.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think what you're reading is indeed
No, it's Margaret. You're blossoming into a woman.
I was not around to read Judy Blume books when I was a child.
Well, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing had very satanic undertones.
Is that Super Fudge as well?
Super Fudge.
Okay, I was not allowed to read those.
Yeah.
None of those
books. Well, it would encourage you to jump on the bed.
Pretty much, yes, it would. Did you see, how many of these movies did you see for Best Picture? Did you see Black Panther?
I got through, like, not to seem cool, but it played a cruise I was on. I got through, like, 15 minutes and left.
Did you see Black Klansman?
I own Black Klansman. I have not watched it yet.
Good film. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
I refuse to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
I saw the first half this weekend. My wife had fallen asleep. I liked what I saw. I thought it was good.
It's just, like, but it's like a fake music video. I don't like that.
See, I like music documentaries.
I do. Well, documentaries?
Well, not documentaries. I'm sorry, biopics.
You're talking to a guy who's read the damn drummer from Bobby Blotzer's book.
So you're not going to see The Dirt? Did you see the trailer for it?
No, I'm going to see The Dirt.
Well, then why would you see The Dirt and not see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Well, A, Motley Crue's story is 1,000 times better in terms of debauchery.
It's the best. Yeah, agreed.
B, Flash Gordon was one of my favorite albums growing up, but I don't like Queen enough. Like, to sit through a bunch of songs.
But he's a weird dude. Like, I mean, Freddie Mercury was an interesting guy.
I know all about that stuff, though. Dude, that's all I do is I sit around like an idiot and read biographies about books or biographies on bands I don't even like.
Did you see The Fave Howard?
No, I did not.
With a U?
I know that the famous actresses were in it.
Star is Born. Did you see that one?
No, but I'm aware of the suicide at the end that occurred in not only the 1928 version, but the versions in the 70s.
I saw it this weekend. I actually got to watch it, and it was good. I enjoyed it, but I have to be honest. People lost their minds last night. So Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga go up on stage.
Yeah, and there was just chemistry galore, I'm told.
Well, I mean, it like looked like they were about to like make out at one point. They got each other.
Which is like the worst forced thing in the world.
That's
like,
why people
we're
are like,
sharing this intimacy here on stage.
They're actors. They do this.
Yes.
They're both nominated for being actors. And they're like, you know that they've
I'll tell you what. I don't like Bradley Cooper.
You don't like Bradley Cooper?
No.
Why?
I heard him on Stern one time, and he kept insisting like how he's this bad boy from Philadelphia, which I hate.
Did you go with me to the Hangover? No, it was Adolfo. To the Hangover press junket.
See, I like The Hangover, and he's fine in The Hangover.
He's great in The Hangover.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a good straight man in The Hangover.
He's good in American Sniper. I thought he was very good in this. Although, you know what? I'm watching the movie, and I'm saying, I turned to my wife, 5 minutes into the movie, I'm like, Bradley Cooper is literally just imitating Sam Elliott. Like, he's doing the Sam Elliott voice. He's making the Sam Elliott face. Like, straight out of Roadhouse Sam Elliott. At one point, I was just waiting for him to say, pain don't hurt.
Like, and why cast yourself in that role? Like, that's
because he was good. Because he was really good.
That's a role for Christopherson.
I mean, he already did that one.
No, I know. And then he killed himself at the end of that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
But put an actual... That's like, you know, when they... when they cast the woman as the Hawaiian... character in the movie
Aloha, the film was called. Yeah,
I mean, get a real outlaw in there.
Get a real alcoholic. Is there
outlaw?
An outlaw.
Yeah, get an outlaw in there. Not
saying get like Hank the Third, Stapleton, something like that.
Yeah. Well, Hank the Third, you might have to do some makeup on the old arms. But
he's lived a rough life, man.
And the Green Book is not something I'll see.
Okay, so Green Book, by the way, a lot of people on Twitter last night, very, very angry that they're like, how can you do this? It's like a whitewashed movie about, relations. And to that I say, John Lewis is the one who introduced and vouched for the movie. That guy marched at Selma. And all of a sudden you're telling me he's wrong
about
the
movie.
Message of the movie?
How about you like the movie? How about that? And it didn't kill anyone and it's not sharing anything that's going to cause anyone any harm. How about that?
All I know is that I think that they just gave Peter Farrelly an honorary award last night just to make up for him not getting him for the Three Stooges movie.
Yeah, or the one with...
Shallow Hal?
Shallow Hal, yeah, with Jack Black. See, he's like this like godlike sex figure.
Better Farrelly Brothers movie, Dumb and Dumber or Kingpin?
It's tough to say.
Because it's...
Oh, Dumber or Kingpin? Kingpin. I thought you were going to go something about Mary or Kingpin.
You see, something about Mary is funny, but like those other two, I'll watch them and I'll walk away saying this is a perfect movie.
Matt Dillon in There's Something About Mary is one of the funniest characters in a comedy of all time.
He's very funny, but Bill Murray in Kingpin. Oh my God, Randy Quaid in Kingpin?
See, I didn't think Randy Quaid was that great.
Oh man.
I love Kingpin, and I love Bill Murray in Kingpin. I especially like John Dennis in Kingpin, if you didn't know he was in it. Mentions it from time to time. All right, we'll be right back with find out what Zoe and Bertrand have on the way.
Toucher.
No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Mr. Scott Zolak is in here.
Morning.
Mr. Hard A is in about to sit down. It's time to part A, Hard A.
Good to have you back, sir.
It's good to be back.
Okay, so...
Nothing happened while we were gone, I see.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so...
Those Bruins.
I was listening to... you're on lithium, right, Hardy?
Yeah. He's on all kind of stuff.
All right, so there is a... So I had the satellite radio in the car. Satellite radio, I don't know why anyone has it. But nonetheless...
It's awesome.
Yeah, right.
What do you have, like one of those dishes on the roof of your car?
No, he had a rental car. He said he had a rental car, and he had the satellite radio on it.
It did have Wi-Fi in the car, though, and it did tell you something was in the back seat, which was very not helpful. But they run a little sweeper there that goes like, it's a chick who's over it.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes like, it's lithium. Time to relish your favorite alternative bands from the past. Relish. Now I'm in the mood for a hot dog.
Sliced.
Lithium.
Nice hot dog sliced.
Did you write that one?
No, I don't do any of the production for him. I do...
Because it was like, this chick doesn't care, man. She's just in it to play the pilots.
Do you remember the guy? And anybody who listened to alternative radio in the 90s, I you can almost guarantee you heard this guy. There was the same voice guy all over the country.
The guy does the Coors Light stuff.
Your mic's wasn't
on,
Sam Elliott.
It's not my problem. You're the one. You want your own board.
It potted up.
It was the guy's name was Keith Eubanks.
Yeah.
And he did
the
voice work for like 60 stations, and he was the same thing. It was like 98.5, the Sports Hub. And it was all, you know, very, very tinny.
Well, he was out of
our
station in Atlanta.
Yeah,
right?
he recorded out of our place. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So...
Same vibe as that.
Yeah, so because like the whole thing, 99X was just, if you look back, it was the corniest imaging in the history of the world.
Yeah, well,
but, you know.
Come on, baby.
I'm relishing what's going on.
Real quick, I have to tell Hardy, I was thinking of you last night, because the Free Solo, that movie won Best Documentary yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Which we've talked about. How ridiculous it was that for the people from Free Solo go up there, the producers, and the guy who climbed that rock on his own is standing at the right, and the woman speaks for so long that the dude who almost died filming the movie wasn't able to speak.
I don't think he wanted to say anything. I bet you he didn't want to speak.
Probably not. I mean, he's kind of a weird cat.
Dude, he's
obviously.
Totally a weird
cat. Did you end up watching that movie?
I didn't tell you that?
No.
It gave me nightmares.
Yeah.
That's the only. It's the first movie in like 10 years that I actually woke up in the middle of the night because the feeling I got from watching the last 15 minutes was so stressful that I couldn't shake it.
Yeah, my problem as I watched it before I left on vacation, my problem was I had heard him talk about it too many times. Who farted?
Nobody. Look at Wallach over there. Wallach just said, he does that thing where he crosses his hands and he looks like he's really interested in like what you're saying.
And he just has no comment whatsoever.
All right.
Are you supposed to talk about a movie I haven't seen?
I listened.
Thank you. This is why I don't watch a freaking
podcast and stuff with him on it.
We might start there today. Why the Oscars are stupid.
I listened to a podcast with the filmmakers on it.
Movies are dumb.
I'm telling you, Fred, you got to see it.
I watched it.
Oh, you did watch
it? Yeah, I thought it was really good.
That last 15 minutes.
But I knew the story,
you
know, too much already.
Rich, I was in Florida, and I wanted there was an ass man sign on a big billboard on one of the roads on 95. I started laughing.
It's just an ass man on a billboard?
Something about ass man. Like, look out for the ass man.
Now, listen. When you're looking out for the ass man, I'm just going to be looking at asses.
Woo! You sound good, Fred.
Thank you.
Get some soup.
You know what? I just might do that. I'm not like Wallach who just shoves honey in a glass and goes, this is going to make me
better. Works well. Works for me.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got birds two like, jobs.
Birds like honey with nuts.
All right, everyone. That'll do it for us. Have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.